How does she have a kid? Rashi bekatnu soy benaros, even when she's a naro. Kishi bas knas, she tailed benaros. Where do we have a case a girl gave birth when she's still a naro? No, she has to give birth before she's 12 and a half. So a kid, she has to become pregnant when she's a katana before she was 12 years old. And that doesn't happen. Because here we're talking about that the man was manasa when she was 12, let's say in 3 months, and she died before she's 12 and a half. So if you want to say she had a son, it had to be that she gave birth before she was 12 and a half. So it comes out she was pregnant before she was 12 years old. For the Gemara, could such a girl become pregnant? And she, could she give birth? The Atoni Rav Devoy came with Rav Nachman. The baby said in front of Rav Nachman like this. The locher is Shalosh Noshim Misham Shes B'moich. There are three ladies that have a heter when they have tashmas with the husband to put a mark, to put cotton there, to stop them from becoming pregnant. Three ladies have a heter. Rashi learns, Mishamshus b'moich, mutulahem l'shamish b'moich. They're allowed to put cotton in there to stop the zera from making them pregnant. V'einam k'mashkisa zera. It's not called you being over there, zera be mashka zera. Like this, to do something to stop the zera from coming, to make her pregnant, it's ashkosa zera. So three ladies have a heter to do this. Elohein, ketana, the ketana got married, she has a right to Mishamshus b'moich. Umuberis, a lady that's pregnant already, so we don't want her to become pregnant a second time, so she's allowed to be Mishamshus b'moich. Omenika, a lady after she gave birth, when she's still nursing, also she gave Mishamshus b'moich. What's the svara? Why? Ketana, we're afraid, Shema Tisaba B'Thomas. We're afraid of a ketana, we don't want her to become pregnant. Because Mashma, the ketana, before she's 12 years old, becomes pregnant, we're afraid she'll die for Thomas. Muberis, what's going to be the case of an Isha that's already pregnant? An older lady that's pregnant. We don't want her now to Mishamish Kadaka normally, because we're afraid Shema Tas Ubra Sandal. Maybe like she'll become pregnant a second time, and the second one will ruin the first kid. Shrashi Shema Yas Ubra Sandal Shem Tesaber Uba Shnia Poiches Hasheni Es Surasir Rishon. That the second one will take away from the first one. It's like a son, like a fish. The kids, so we don't want the lady to become pregnant a second time. Therefore, she has a heter, Mishum Sakana, to be Mishameshas B'mech. Taita Maniko, also, Shema Tigmoles B'neho, that we're afraid maybe she'll become pregnant, she won't be able to nurse anymore, and she won't be able to feed a kid. So, Mishum this, there Rashi, Shema Tigmoles B'neho, Mivnei Shacholov Necha Mishimisaberis. But she becomes pregnant, she won't be able to nurse anymore. Vienna Toivli Yainik. It's no good to nurse then. Since Tarach Latika Mishadayan Vyamas, she won't be able to nurse. I'm afraid maybe the kid will die. So Mishum Sakon Vyamata, these ladies, to Mishameshes B'moich. Now, Vyazel Ketana, who's called the Ketana, which girl is allowed to be Mishameshes B'moich, when she got married young? Mi Bas Achas Asarishana. From 11 years old, v'yay mechad, ad shtey masara shana v'yay mechad, until she becomes 12 years old. Pachas mikana, she's less than 11 years old, or else v'yesser akein, if she's more than 12 years old, mishameshes kadaka v'lechas. Then she could have tashmas in a normal way. Because if she's less than 11 years old, for sure she won't become pregnant. If she's over 12 years old, it's healthy, it'll be alright. But mashma, if she comes pregnant before 12 years old, it's a sakana, the kid will die, and she'll die. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. So according to Rabbi Meir, we can't have it that a girl will give birth when she's less than 12 and a half. But Chum say, though, no. Echadzu, v'achazu, v'achazu, mishameshes kadakoi. All these three ladies don't have a heter to mishameshes b'moich. They're not allowed to use cotton there. They ask to be mishameshes kadakoi normally. Why? For lechas. And they say a svara, Ominashamayim Yirachamu. Such a thing like this, that's a normal way of life, to live with your wife, that you have a right to be Samech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachmonos on you. Mishum Shenem, the Pasuk says, Shemeb Soyim Hashem. Hashem will watch us. So the Chum of Isis Hold is not such a big danger, not so shchich for it to happen. On things like this, you have a right to be Samech, since it's a normal thing, to live with your wife. Therefore, you don't have to be afraid, even though she's a Ketana, she's allowed to live with her husband. A Moveris, a Manika, that's what we hold the Maisa. That they were allowed to live with the husbands, and Minashemayim, Yirachim Allah Olof. So Rashi learns, Pachas Mikan means, Mibasach Achaz Sora. She's less than 11 years old, there's no problem, she won't become pregnant. She gives birth, nothing will happen. But Alma, what's the Kasha? We see a Bekatnus, Loi miyabro. We see when she's a ketana, she doesn't become pregnant. She yob lechlal leida, she can give birth to a Thomas ketani. Because here it says in the case that she did become pregnant when she's like 11 to 12, 11 and a half years old, that she'll die. So how can we say before in a case where mashma she had to give birth before she was 12 and a half? So the kitzah she became pregnant when she was a ketana. When she was 11 and a few months old, she became pregnant. So it says here that she could have a kid that would yashin her, and here the bride says mashma, if she gives birth in such a case, she'll die. The chitayim, maybe you want to say like this. Maybe no. Here we're talking about she first became pregnant after she was 12 years old. And she gave birth also when she was an ara. Could somebody give birth in 6 months? Shmuel says, "Ain bein naros labageres ela shish chadoshim." That a girl, when she's 12 years old, true, she has to have two sires. When she's 12 and she has two sires, that's when it starts naros. That's just called the gedola, and it lasts for exactly 6 months and not more. Once 6 months pass by, she's called a bageres. So you're telling me now she first became pregnant when she was a naro and she's 12 years old. How could she give birth in 6 months? Because once she's 12 and a half, she's a begaris already. So how could she give birth when she's still a naira? Maybe you want to tell me. That he says 6 months, he only means less than 6 months. It's never less than 6 months. Maybe sometimes a girl can remain a naira even for more than 6 months. Like maybe there are certain simonim that have to develop in the body. The Gemara says, about a begaris, a breast develop more. Maybe she has to develop more. And if she didn't develop yet, even after 6 months, maybe she's still only an ara. So Gemara says no. Her elakomer. He said a stark loshin. He said a loshin of ein bein aras labageres ela shisha chadashim ela mashmas only 6 months. There's never a case of more than 6 months. So the kids, so how do you have it here that she became pregnant when she was an ara and she gave birth when she was an ara? It's only 6 months. How do you have it? El the Gemara says, This is what the original Shaila, it's like a true. The way we first asked the Shaila, whether Yesh Bag of the Kever, and then the Nafkamina is, that if there would be a Din by Geris, that she would get the Knas. She's not here. We said the Knas would go to a son. We ask the Kash now, she can't have a son. That's not the Shaila. Havad is like a true, she cannot have a son. El the Shaila is like this. El Hochikimi Boyle. Yesh baga bekever ul porkav. That's the shayla. We say now again, the case is a man was minus this girl when she was an ara. And then she died 2 months later. And now the father first goes to Bezdin 6 months later when she would have been a begeris. So one shayla is, one side is yesh baga bekever, that even though she's in the kever, still she has a din begeris now. And about the time when they go to Bezdin, she has a shame begeris on her, therefore porkav. The father has no right to get the money. The money doesn't go to her either, because she's dead. So who should the money go to? Children she doesn't have? I let it go to her father. That Rashi says, no, her father can't yashin her. A case like this, for sure, her father can't yashin her. Because she never had the money yet, she's not muchzik in the money. The case where she's not muchzik in the money, that's treated to the father can't yashin her. I do, maybe, ain't baga be kevin, no, she doesn't have a din by geris. Since she's in the kever, for loipokav, and therefore the father's reshus doesn't go off her. Therefore the father still has the right to get the knas. That was the original shayla. But akoponim, we see not like Abaya. Here Rav has a tzad to say, even though she died, but lemaisa, when the father goes to Bezdin now, the father has the right to collect the knas. And even though she would have been a bageris, still since she's been kever, there's no din bager. But here it's mashma clearly that even though, let's say the father would go to Bezdin right away. Let's say she was 12 years old in 2 months when the man was manasa. She's a regular nara. She died a month later. So she died, she's 12 in 3 months. And now she goes to Bezdin. Let's say the father would go to Bezdin. The father would go to Bezdin the next month before she becomes a begaris. Mashma for sure the father would get the kanas then because she's a nara. So mashma clearly like here, not like Abaya, that the mice of the father would get the knas. The only tzad the father would not get the knas is because she's a begaris already. Yeah. Ain't bagel kevel apokavya. Right. Ma baravashi boyilochi. Ma baravashi says the shaila is like this. Hachi, Misa oisa begeres, oi ein oisa begeres. That's the shayla. Does mik Misa make her a begeres or not? Teiku. Now the shayla is not that she, when she gets older, she doesn't get older. One of the svaras when she's mace, that's it. The shayla is that gufa. The fact she's not here anymore, does that give her a din like she's a begeres that the father doesn't get the kenas? In other words, do we hold from Abaye's drasha or not? Abaye made a drasha before. When does the father get the kenas? When she's alive. Plus it says, Lavi Hanara. So do we make Abaye's drasha v'loy Lavi Mesa, that when she dies, the father has no more right to get the kenas? That's what it means. Yesh. Misa oisa begeris. Just like when she becomes a begeris, the father doesn't get the kenas anymore. So what's the lacha when she dies? Does that also take away the kenas from the father or not? That's the shayla. Now, as mamas to the shayla, do we hold like Abaye or not? This Gemara says, take away by take. Boy minei rova mi Abaye. Rova has a shayla from Abaye like this. Bo leho finisarsa. Let's say a man was manasa. A man was manasa finisarsa, and she then had erison afterwards. Mao, what's the lacha? Like, who does the kenas go to? Bishaz via, she was a regular Narab, Sula, the father deserves to get the kenas. Now she had Erison. Omalei, she answered back, Mik siv inosan levi hanara, ashelo yerosa? Does the pasuk say, give it to the father that she's not married afterwards? What's the difference? Vibaut bishaz via, bishaz dianusa, she was a Nara, so the money goes to the father. What do I care for the fact that she got married later? What should that to make a difference? For the more time, according to that time, hold the time of that we learned. Bo, let's say man is minus this Nara, the Psula. Venisais. But then not only did she have Kedusha, but she had Nisuin also. She went out of her father's Rishus. She went into a Baal's Rishus, husband's Rishus. Now it says, Aloch, if you go to Bezdin now, Liatzma, that the money goes to her, the Kenaz goes to her, not to the father anymore. For the Gemara here also, Miksiv and Osan Lavi Anara Shalai Nisuya. Does the Pasuk say that the father only gets it if she doesn't become a Nisuyan later? Mashma, so what do you say? Even though the Pasuk doesn't say it, but it's a Svara. When does the father get the Kenas? When she's still a Nara. But if she gets married, he doesn't get the Kenas anymore. So Gemara says, Hochi Ashta, what does one have to do with the other? Ho, so I tell you a big difference. Ho, you little boy Geris. Moitzir Mishosav. Just like we find. Even though the Maisa Nusa man was minus the girl when she was a Nara. And at that time the Kenas was supposed to go to the father. But if they didn't go to Bezdin for 6 months, and at the time they get to Bezdin, she's a Begeris, the Locher is the money goes to her and not to the father. Because really the way the Acharonim make the Chakir is, when you minus the girl, the after the terrorist says the Kenas goes to the father, the Pshat is like this, really the money should go to her. Just the Torah gave the schus of the daughter to the father. So Alamor, the father only has the schus of his daughter, calls him out, she's a Nara. When she becomes a Begeris, she goes out of the father's reshus. So therefore the father doesn't have the din to get her money, her kenas anymore. So just like a Begeris, Moitzia Meshus Av, when she becomes 12 and a half years old, the kenas doesn't go to the father anymore, he doesn't have the right to take it. It goes to her. I'll tell you, Venisuyin, Begeris, a little different. Hoyalu Begeris Matsia Mishasav, Stam. The Matsia says when a girl becomes a Begeris, she goes out of the father's Rishus. The father can't marry Ruf anymore. The father doesn't get a Maisi Dayin, doesn't get a Matsias. Once the girl becomes a Begeris, she's out of the father's Rishus. Unisuyin Matsia Mishasav. When a girl has Nisuyin, after Erisim, when she has Nisuyin, she also goes out of the father's Rishus. She has no sheikhs as a father, now she's with her husband. So I tell you, ma begeris, just like in the case of a begeris. Bo leo bogro, liyatzma, we yamanis her. And then later she becomes a begeris, she becomes 12 and a half. And you first go to Bezdin then, the kenaz goes to her. The father doesn't have the right to get it anymore. So the svara should be, af nisuyin, bo leo. When he says, in the case where a man was first manis her, and then somebody was, since somebody married her, nisuyin. His last month, to throw the money she got to her, that since now, at the time you go to Bezdin, she's not Bershus Av anymore, she's married to another man, she has Nisuyin, so to throw the Knash she got to her. For the Gemara, there's a Teretz, Ela Erison, Miko Maskew, Mishus of the Av Lagamri, but Mashenkin, when she only had Erison Kedushin with another man, Kedushin does not take her out of the father's Rishus completely. Hotanan, we learned the Mishnah in the Nedarim, it says, Nara Hamarasa. Let's say a girl that's a Nara, that's Hamarasa. She also had Erisin. So the Lacha is, both Rishuyas are on her. Avio Abayla Mefirin Lo Nidoreha. If she makes a neder now, the Lacha is that both she and both the father and her Baal can be made from Nidoreha. So you see clearly, even though she's an Arusa, still she's called Rishus Avio. The father still has to be made for the Nidorim. It's not enough for the Orus to be made for, because it's not in her, his Rishus completely. It's like in both Rishus now. That's the Svara. If she only had an Arusa, Erisin, she doesn't go out of the father's Rishus. Therefore, the Kanas still goes to the father. But in the case where she has Nesuya now, just like usually, whenever she has Nesuya, she's out of the father's Rishus completely. It's her. So also, the Kanas goes to her. All right, stop here. You're holding the Flamet Tesamer Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, HaMefate Noisein Shloisha Dvorim. The case where a man is Mefate means talks a girl into it, living with her, so he has to pay her three things. V'yoinis, when a man forces her, then Abo, he has to pay four things. Another one. I will explain. HaMefate, if you talk the girl into living with you, again, when she's a Nara and she was a Psula, is Noisein, you have to pay her Boishes Upagam. You have to pay the 50 shkolim shol knas. But added to that, you also have to pay the boishes, the embarrassment you gave her. Or pagam will soon see how much she's worth less now. Moisef olavainis, there's another thing added in the case where you're ma'anis, where you force the girl you live with her. She noisin es atzar, you have to pay the pain. When you force her, she has pain. So you have to pay her for the pain also. Now the Gemara explained, the Mishnah, ma ben oynes le mafate, what's the difference? Another difference is, that oynes, noisin es atzar, that an oynes, where you force the girl, you have to pay her for the pain. You give her pain, the Gemara will explain exactly what the pain is. The mafate, when you talk her into it though, ain't a noisin es atzar, then you don't have to pay her for the tzar, for the pain, then she doesn't have pain. Oynes, in the case where you force the girl, noisin miyad. Then the law is you have to pay the chamishim shkolim, the knas, right away. Even though there's a mitzvah of aloi seal isha, there's a mitzvah to marry her. But still, you know, even if you do marry her later, still right now you have to pay the knas. That's the law of an oynis. When you force her, if she's a nara and she's a psula, so true there's a mitzvah to marry her. But even before you marry, you're supposed to pay the knas. The knas is miyad. As soon as you go to Bezdin pastors the chiyib, you have to pay the knas right away. But after the Torah says, if you talk the girl into it, and you live with her, that you have to pay a chamishim shkolim, that's only likashi yoitzi, when you get rid of her. So Gemara explains it means if she doesn't want to marry you. But by mafate, if she does want to marry you, then the law is you get married, and you don't have to pay the kenas. You only have to pay the kenas by mafate when she does not want to marry you. Ho'ines, in the case where you force the girl, shoyse biatisoi. You drink from the same cup that you took. In other words, since you live with her, you forced her, there's a mitzvah now, you have to marry her. Even though you don't want her, still you have to marry her. The Torah says, V'loi silisha, and V'loi yochel eshalchi, you're never supposed to give her a get. Since you are manas her, there's a mitzvah for you to marry her and stay married to her. V'ya mafata, ma'ashen kem, when you just talk the girl into it, then it depends, im rotza lohoitzi moitzi. If you don't want to marry her, or like you want to give her a get, you're allowed to give her a get. By a mafate, there's not a chiyuv, like you don't have to stay married to her. Kate now explains, what does it mean by an oynis? When you force the girl to live with her, that we say like you have to marry her. Kate said, shoysav yatzitzoy. What does it mean that you drink from the same cup? In other words, since you lived with her, you forced her, you have to marry her. That means, afilu hichigeris. Even if she's a lame girl, even if she's blind, even if she has boils all over her body, still you have to marry her. The Torah says, you are supposed to marry her, and you're not allowed to give her a get. But what's going to be, let's say you find out that she does nus, she became a saita, she lived with other men after you live with her, so you found out she did a dvar erva, or else there's a case that you're not allowed to marry her. The Moshe, she's a chayv elavin, so there's a lav to marry her. Then enechanami, then we say, ain't a rishur l'kaimoy. Then you're not allowed to stay married to her. Shenema, the Pasuk says, for loy seal isha, that she should be your wife. So we darshin isha ruyaloi. She has to be your wife that's fit for you. She has to be a wife that's not also to you, a regular Bas Yisrael. When your man is a regular Jewish girl, then there's a mitzvah, you have to marry her. But if she's a mamzeris, if she's a chayvet lavin to you, then you're not allowed to marry her. I will see in the Gemara later on why the Chur we should say essay is nechalei sasei. Sees the chedushim of the Mishnah, the dinim, whether you're ma'anis the girl, you force her, or whether you're mafati, you talk her into it. So the Gemara now, tsar demai. It says the chedush in the Mishnah, when you force her, you have to pay her for the pain that you gave her. For the Gemara, tsar demai, what kind of pain is it over here? So Amar Avud Shmuel wanted to say, Shmuel's father, that tsar, the pain, shechofta agabi karka. That most probably when you forced her, you had to throw her down on the ground. So when you threw her down, you gave her pain, that's the tsar you have to pay her. His avimina is not the tsar for the actual bia itself, when you actually live with her. And Toy says the avimina vaistos is because at that time, maybe she doesn't have so much pain, because at that time she has enjoyment from the actual znus. But the pain is rather after the bia. So the avimina is your potter from Tresa tsar. So the avimina is the tsar, the pain you have to pay for, is the fact you threw her down on the ground. So maskavlo rabzeri after kashi elu miyat is so chov to agabi shiroyim hokinami the potter. In a case with a man that's manas forces his girl, throws it down, let's say on a mattress, he throws it down on clothing that she doesn't hurt herself. You want to tell me he's potter from tsar? Pasha the mishnah's mashram, at all times you have to pay at the tsar. The chitayim, maybe you'll tell me hokinami tsaka true that when you throw it down on clothing on a mattress you potter. For a tanya we learned like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that Oynes Einu Meshalom as a Tzar. As Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda argues in our Mishnah, and he holds that when you ma'anis the girl, you do not have to pay for the Tzar. Why not? He says in Svarah, Mifnei She Soifoi Litztoya Tachat.